Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good afternoon, folks. Glenn Tompkins here at VectorVest. Today, we're going to talk about another stock that I've talked about a couple of times, something that I've been really interested in, and it looks like by your views, you're interested in it as well. It's CTRM, Castor Maritime. And guess what, folks? They bought another two ships today. So we're going to take a deeper look. If that's something that's interesting to you, you sit right there. Hi, everybody. Glenn Tompkins from VectorVest, senior instructor here. Glad to be here to bring another stock to your attention, but it's a stock that I've talked about a couple of times. It's in the transportation ship industry. It's Castor Maritime, CTRM, and it looks like you guys have really caught on to liking that stock, but today we're going to take another look into what's going on. Before we get started, if you're not a subscriber to the channel, by all means, please subscribe to the channel. Like what you see here, comment on what you see here, and most of all, share this amongst your social circle. All right, so let's get into the stock. And here it is. It's Castor Maritime News. Castor Maritime announces delivery of two vessels. And that's as of today, folks, March 23rd. Castor Maritime Diversified Global Shipping Company announces that on March 17th, 2021, it took delivery of a ship, a 2006 Japanese-built capsized dry bulk carrier. And on March 18th, took a delivery of a ship as well. And man, they are just buying ships left and right. Both acquisitions, though, were financed in their entirety with cash on hand. So they've got money to buy. And now this brings it up to 14 vessels that they have. It seems like every time I do this video, I always get a comment, man, they just bought another one. So I'm always behind the curve. But here we are. We've got 14 vessels now that they have. So now, something interesting about what's going on with the stock that I haven't talked about in the past. Well, they are a low-dollar stock, and Castor Maritime receives a 180-day extension from the NASDAQ to meet the NASDAQ minimum bid rule, price rule. Now, this story was done back in December of last year, and why is it important now? Because the 180 days will be up on June 28th of 2021. So they announced entry into binding commitment letter for financing of two dry bulk ship carriers. So they've just been adding ship on top of ship. Why? Because they're getting ready, hopefully, for this industry to keep running. They need business, though, right? They need business, and we'll talk about that in a second. So I wanted to go back in time to their website. I'm at the Castor Maritime website to get a feel of the timeline of what's been going on. You see here on December 31st of 2020, they announced a pricing of 18 million registered direct offering after talking about that 180-day extension. So they raised some money on December 31st. January 8th, looks like they raised more money, $26 million. They acquired a vessel on January 20th. And then January 22nd, Castor Maritime announces a $15.3 million debt financing. So they raised money. They tried to clear up some debt. Remember, they're trying to get above that $1 pricing boundary needed for them to stay on the NASDAQ. Early in February, too, they bought a ship. March 3rd announces another ship on March 10th. March 12th, another ship. 19th, another ship. And today, two more ships announces another delivery of another ship. So I wanted to take you a little bit through the timeline of what they were doing and looking at what was going on behind the scenes with making sure that they can stay compliant with remaining on the NASDAQ. Now, I wanted to, I look back all of this, they're getting ready, they're priming up, they're trying to do the darn thing, trying to run the business the right way. What's stopping them? Well, they need business. So I wanted to look at what was going on in the dry ship business. Dry bulk shipping, strong start at the beginning of the year as slow recovery awaits. Due to COVID-19, shipping has dropped off a lot. Now, at the beginning of the year, as we're getting closer into more vaccines and things of that nature, it looks like they started to take off. I'm going to show you that in a second as well. But after an unusually strong start to the year, seasonality has caught up with the dry bulk market. Coupled with slow recovery in the global economic activity, it seems or looks set to be another challenging year. So no matter what it looks like that Castor Maritime is doing, they may be hampered by the slow economy slowly coming back into play because the biggest part of the business comes from China. Why? Because China's got a whole lot of people in it. They need to feed them and take care of them and all of that stuff. So the shipping business really depends on what's going on in China. The strong January was in part a result of a higher than usual demand for iron ore. So keep in mind, dry bulk ships everything from produce to goods to iron to everything, all right? This led to an increased exports and raised prices from which exporters were keen to profit, all right? So unlike capsized ships earning for the Panamax through the Handysize shipping continued to grow in February with some rising to multi-year highs. This industry was kicking butt and taking names. And we saw Castor, one of the beneficiaries of that happening. Total imports by China from these two countries hit a record high of 95.3 million tons in 2020, the equivalent of 1,271 Panamax loads, 75,000 tons, an increase of 197 loads from 2019. All right, growth in China demand for soybeans was largely driven by the growth in the nation's pig herd, which after the mass culling of the animals to prevent the spread of American swine fever has almost returned to normal levels. So here's some graphs that talk about that. There's a whole lot that goes on in this article that talks about what the industry is doing as far as Castor Maritime being able to get business. So they're setting up, getting all of these ships, refinancing their debt, all of the things that they need to do. It's still a low dollar stock. This is still a speculative play. Nonetheless, so as we get into the software, I'm going to show you some of the power of the VectorVest software that many of you may not know you have. If you're looking to be able to get this power, if you don't have the software yet, if you go to www.vectorvest.com/YT, stands for YouTube, you can take advantage of a trial to the VectorVest software or VectorVest program for 99 cents. And let me show you what that 99 cents will do for you. We have an industry viewer. In our industry viewer, we track 222 different industries. Let me show you what this industry is doing. I have it sorted by name, so alphabetically. Transportation ship is now number 17 out of 222 industries. How cool is it to be able to have that kind of information at your fingertips? Like that. So I know that it's a hot industry because it's number 17 out of 222. Let's take this a step further. I'm going to right click on that industry right from our viewer and view the industry graph. This is the graph over the last 3 months, definitely on a run. Remember the article talked about early January, this industry took off. I'm looking at a 3 and an 8 exponential moving average on the transportation ship industry. Look at it rock and roll. It found a level of support sitting at $10.95, ran up some more. And as of today, a big down day in the industry where the 3 and the 8 have crossed to the downside. Is the industry finished? No, I'm not going to quite say that yet, especially knowing it's number 22 out of, it's number 17 out of 222. But that just shows what's going on today. There's 56 stocks in that industry. And guess what? Castor Maritime is number 55 out of 56, sorted by our master indicator, VST. Well, hold up, Glenn. If that's the case, why are you so big on Castor Maritime? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to close out of this graph. I am now going to go back to my watch list viewer, where we're going to look at CTRM. Let's analyze the stock. So it's number 55 out of 56 in the industry. All right, the stock is trading at 88 cents. Remember I talked to you about that story about compliance? It is still on the NASDAQ. Over-the-counter stands for, O stands for over-the-counter NASDAQ. It's still on the NASDAQ. If they cannot maintain a price above $1 for 10 consecutive trading days, by June 28th, they will be delisted. Let's look at the value. What we feel the stock is worth is at 70 cents. Now let's look at the vector vest indicators, which are cast on a scale between 0 and 2. Relative value looks at the stock's long-term upside potential, its ability to outperform a AAA corporate bond. Well, it's below 1. It's not going to outperform a AAA corporate bond right now. Relative safety, it's an indicator of risk. How risky is the stock? The more below one it is, the more riskier the stock is. Relative timing tells me if the stock's in an uptrend or not. Well, it's below the value of 1. Stock's not in an uptrend. Then again, Glenn, why are you talking so much about this stock? Well, let me tell you why. The stock, for being at 88 cents, does have a positive earnings per share, and they do grow their earnings at a clip of 19% a year. That's not half bad for a stock that's trading under a dollar. And with everything that they're doing, they are trying to get ramped up so when the business comes, they are ready to rock and roll. All right, now what we're going to do next is look at the graph. Folks, before we take a look at a graph, I do want you to know that on our YouTube page, we have a plethora of videos on stock education. They're there to help you to make better decisions and become better educated in making money in the stock market. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to comment, like, and most of all, don't forget to share these videos. Okay, now we're here in the graphs. I got a lot of stuff going on these graphs, but I think it's pertinent to let you know what's going on. So the first story I did way back here was asking if this was a short squeeze move, retail investor move. The stock's price went up. This was back when we first did the video. I did another video on February 19th. That was the short squeeze, and here's the first video. Sorry. First video done on February 19th. The stock's price pulled back. Notice that the 3 is below the 8th. So on the short-term move, the stock right now at this time was bearish. I drew a line in the sand, also known as a LITS, at 76 cents. Notice that the price, even after doing the video, never fell below that price of 76 cents. All right. March 12th, I did another video. They bought 2 more ships. 7th ship of the year in 2021 went from 6 to 12 ships. All right. Then right now, March 23rd, today, 2 more ships gives them a total of 14 ships. They are really ramping up their ability or their fleet to be able to move product at the right time. Now, here's that note. The stock needs to be above $1 for 10 consecutive days by June 28th to keep their NASDAQ listing. Now, if I look right now, the stock's price is right there. At another level of support sitting at 88, I do have a final line in the sand sitting at 76 cents. Let RT let you know when the stock is in an uptrend. Noticing when the stock's price was moving up here, relative timing or the short-term price trend of the stock was above 1. It's a great indicator to get you in and to get you out at the right time. Also, pay attention from a technical standpoint of looking at the stochastics oscillator. Every time stochastics gets to that level of about 80.80, the market or the stock turns back around. Notice here, right here, we were at the level of 80. We pulled back, found a level of being oversold. Hammer formation, stock's price did go back up. Right now, we're back in overbought scenario. Just keep your eyes on that. But you do have 2 lines in the sand to help you to manage the trade. All right. So now, what does this all mean to you right now? I like what the stock is doing. I like that they're building their fleet. They need the business to happen so that they can start moving out goods, especially from China. And they've got to do everything that they can to stay above a dollar for 10 consecutive days before June 28th. Now, as I move back from here, I'm going to show you something. We can give you a free stock analysis on any stock that we track. Let me show you what it looks like. If I right-click on the stock, I can go to View Full Stock Analysis Report. Now, you're going to love this report. It's nice and color-coded, gives you a three-month view of the stock, a three-month view of the industry. I can see that the industry is rising. I'd like to see the stock's price rising along with the industry. We can see that it's got a hold recommendation, that the stock is overvalued, that the upside potential is only fair. It's not a safe stock. Relative timing tells me that it's poor. And everything that we can tell you about the stock is in this stock analysis report. Well, wait a minute. If you're not a subscriber to the software, how can you get that report? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. You can always go to www.vectorvest.com/stock analysis. You can put in your symbol right here. Let's say we want to look at CTRM. Let's say you're not a subscriber yet. I can put in CTRM. I can put my email address, click on Get Report. We will email you a free stock analysis report. So with that, folks, listen, CTRM is a very speculative play. It is a low-dollar stock. It doesn't have good upside potential. It is not a safe stock, and it is not in an uptrend. But I do like that it does have positive earnings. They grow their earnings at a positive clip. There's a lot that's going on behind the stock to get the company ready to take advantage of the shipping business. Once this economy gets better and gets better, they're setting themselves up for success. They just need the business to come to them. So again, if you like what you saw here or you didn't like what you saw here, comment. Let me know what you think about the stock, all right? This is about the fourth video that we've done, but you guys have been letting me know that you like the content and you want to be kept up to date on it. So as soon as I get more news, I'll be here again. So until the next time, folks, see ya. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.